What is up, everybody in drum world? We are at season 2, episode 9, moving along here in the shows and everything, and let's get this show on the road. Got a few things to talk about today, and it's something that I touched a little bit on the last episode, number 8. Your handle to get me into my DMs is at the real Will Geronimo, available on Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up there if there's anything you want to talk about. Email the show at theeverymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com. Get some topics going out on there. I'm going to introduce a new segment to the show now. Toward the end of the show, we'll have a new segment out there that we're going to talk about some of the CDs from my vast music collection that I have that, you know, I've been listening to recently. And we're going to talk about that on a drummer's sense there. There you have it right there. Lots to talk about today. More like a couple things to talk about. Weather outside, it is rainy and cloudy. That doesn't stop the humidity from getting up all the way up to the sky. It is warm as hell outside. It may not look like that as I record this podcast today, but it is windy, rainy, and humid. Talking tropical weather out there. Anyway, one of the topics I want to get to today, well, let's talk about boutique cymbals and boutique cymbal makers. About a few weeks ago, I was listening to the Drum History podcast, and he interviewed cymbal maker Nicky Moon out of New York. And he's making some pretty good ride cymbals. Now, as all you ladies and gentlemen out there know, and I've talked about it before, okay, I am a sucker for that old-sounding ride cymbal. The woody sound, it's what John Riley talks about when you're playing jazz. That sound, it's so ear-pleasing. It is so relaxing. And I'm not talking about you're going to hit a cymbal and it's going to pierce the hell out of your ears. The bright ones, yeah, those are great for typical situations, for, you know, a rock setting, something like that. You want to cut through the mix. I'm talking about your dark cymbals, the ones that when you hit it, you already know what you're getting into. Very dull, very dry. It's got that sound on there that when you are listening to an old jazz record, that's the sound that you get. That's the sound that you get. Now, over there at the Drum History Podcast, link will be in the show notes to Bart Vanderzee. Check out his interview with Nicky Moon, boutique cymbal maker. Now, I checked out his Instagram page, and he's got all the traditional things for, let's say, hand hammering techniques. He's got those all down. It's like he's building a modern version of the Turkish cymbal, the Turkish jazz cymbal. It's very dry, very sexy in a way. I don't know if anybody be going out there getting freaky with some of them cymbals out there. What you guys do on your own time with the cymbals, that's up to you. If it's going to make it sound great, awesome. You just found a new way to make that cymbal sound awesome. Put that in the DIY things, drum hacks right there. Maybe we don't want to know. We just don't want to know about what, you know, the types of stuff you're doing to your cymbals out there to get that you sound. But Nicky Moon cymbals, I'm pulling up his page on his Instagram. And I said, the guy's got it down. He's got it down. He does make the custom cymbals. We all know how I despise custom gear. I hate it. We'll talk about that later. Or maybe on a different show. But boutique cymbals. Now, I've had, you know, the privilege of trying different boutique cymbals, you know, meeting guys at the Chicago Drum Show here and actually being able to try a couple of things out. And here's some of the things. I've been playing Paiste cymbals for the better half of my career. It started off with Zildjian, and I moved over. The one thing, if they could make a cymbal that has the darkness of a Zildjian Turkish cymbal with the brightness of a Swiss-made Paiste, that's now you're on to something over there. See you guys over there getting ideas. But I'm here at Nicky Moon Cymbals on Instagram. Nicky Moon Custom Cymbals LLC, America Cymbal Master, New York City, New Jersey. You can hear when he's talking, he's got that Jersey accent. Full boutique product lines, custom shop modifications, repairs on all cymbals. That's how correct me if I'm wrong, and some of you guys out there will, I hope. Anybody picking up on the podcast for the first time, stick around for a while. Introducing new segments every day on this show. But back, if I recall correctly, listening on the Drum History Podcast with Bart Vanderzee, I believe he started off as a cymbal modifier. Now, what we mean by that is, say you're out there, you're playing your drums, and you're cutting and slashing, you're beating the living hell out of these things, and they crack. You send your cymbal over to Nicky Moon, and he would fix it for you. Now, there's a bunch of other guys out there that will do the same thing, but I think those other guys specify just in repairs and custom cymbals. Like, they'll turn them into, like, Celtic crosses or whatnot, and then you'll get a special side. It's almost like you see it now. I forgot what company's making it, the cymbal crashers, and they're all cut into ornate designs. So I think if memory serves correct, I think he was doing it as, let's say, cymbal repair. And if I remember correctly, he took like a blank from a cymbal repair that he was just doing, and he started, you know, shaping the sound, and that's how he came up with the Nicky Moons. Nicky Moon's the name of the guy, one. You know, he's got a cool-looking logo over there, the crescent moon in between his first and last initials of his name. Taking a blank cymbal, if you're going to be repairing it, and then you start to modify it a bit. You're going to bend it. You're going to hit it. You're going to use different techniques. It's going to shape that sound. Now, he's got some pretty interesting stuff on here. Very dry, very cool-looking rides. You know, some of them are got that brilliant finish, which I don't like. I like the natural sound, the natural finish on them. That's what it is. That's just me. That's not necessarily you. Guys, I'm not sure if anybody heard that on there. That's on his Instagram right there. He's talking about his other cymbal smith being late to work. Fire that man! Talking about how he has to do the bitch work on that as well. Anyway, he's got a whole bunch of nice stuff up here on here that you might want to check it out. Cymbals sound really good. I'll leave a link to his Instagram page up in the show notes, but he's got a whole bunch of vintage style cymbals. Really not sure if you guys can hear that. But listening to where he came from and how he started the company. You know, he even does when he's making a cymbal for you. Now, I know there's other guys out there that don't mind having the logos on there. He was talking about He will make them without the logo on there, or he can put a logo on there for you. His logo's not, it's not overpowering on the symbol. It's very subtle. I said the symbols look great. They look great. Shit, might even contact them to try to see if I could get one. Without playing them, you can... I think I have a pretty good idea of what it's going to sound like by his cymbal clips here. Look at that. He's got an old Paiste on one of these pictures right here. And this is where he's modifying the cymbal. This is where he takes the broken cymbal and he's modifying it and shaping it for a different sound. That's something that, you know, once... I have a couple crack cymbals that I use actually just for effects. I'm looking at one right now. It's an 18-inch 505 heavy crash. Before it was cracked and that crack kept going, it's... Yeah. It got pretty damn large. I could use it as a ride cymbal. A lot of times 18-inch cymbals, that's what we use it for. Can use it as another ride. Crash ride combination on there. But I never once thought about getting it repaired. And once it's cracked. Just put it away, put it to the side, and you don't use it again. Not so much. You want to save them unless you know anybody that can repair them, but I recommend you get them. Nicky Moon can help you out on that. Check him out. Nicky Moon. You never know, you might have your own signature cymbal by him helping you. And by repairing your cracked cymbal that you beat the shreds out of, you're going to get a new sound on it. So I'm looking at these cymbals here that he's going to repair. And what kind of creations that you're going to get out of them, you never know. That's one of the things that I like about the boutique guy. They're not afraid to go against what, quote unquote, the standard is. What is that? What is that? We don't know what the standard of cymbal making is. Maybe some of us will just think that, oh, because Zildjian made it this way, that's the way it's got to be. But Paiste came along and they made their own proprietary cymbal alloy. What they call the 2002 formula. I believe that's the B20, B8 alloy. It's funny, Nicky Moon talks about that on the podcast with Bart Vanderzee. Everybody looked at, and I had to agree, and I laughed when I heard it, and he's like, Paiste took the B8 alloy and turned it into what we know as the Alpha cymbals, which is, I believe those are the 2002 alloy, the B8, B20, somewhere around there, whatever alloy that is. And in a lot of other drum companies or drum cymbal companies, cymbal smiths look at the B8 as a cheap metal, as an alloy that's cheap. Not these babies. Not these Paistes up here. Mm-mm. They sound just as good as that proprietary top-of-the-line stuff. I think he said something about that. You don't have to, you know, that's the misconception with a lot. A lot of these cymbal makers are using the lower alloys. It's all about the way it looks and sounds. Alloy has nothing to do with it. It might play a little bit in it. I don't know. I'm not a cymbal maker. Help me out here. The alloy, if you can shape that alloy into an awesome sound, you're going to get in my opinion, you're going to get a great cymbal. And a lot of the times these boutique guys are doing that. And then you're thinking to yourself, now why couldn't the big guys? Oh, because they want to sell the big. It's all about selling. Selling. Boutique cymbal guys, I give a lot of credit to. Because it's like gamble. It's basically gambling. You're gambling and you're a very small fish in a sea of sharks, meaning the big three. Paiste, Zildjian, and Sabian. You know, Meinl's are starting to creep up in there as well with their line of cymbals. By far one of the, Other than a Pisces symbol, using another B8 alloy, those things sound fantastic. So, my main symbols are Pisces, yes. But I will buy, if that other symbol is very ear-pleasing to me, I probably will buy it. You buy it not for the brand. Well, there's brand loyalty there, but if it sounds good, you're going to buy it. Regardless of the brand. I got these drummer friends or even guys that I, you know, chit-chat with on the Instagram through the YouTubes. And their main symbols are brand X. But they will have brand A, B, C, and D in their collection somewhere because it's strictly the way it sounds. And that's what it comes down to, the way it sounds. Boutique symbols. Talk about another company. I had the fortunate meeting of the founders of Amida Symbols. Check them out online. I'll look up their page right now, and I'll leave the link in the show notes. Amida Symbols. I might even have spelled it wrong because it's not showing me anything. It might be this way. There we go. Amida Symbols. I met these guys a few years back in Chicago. One of the rides I just played, oh, I should have bought it when I had the chance. Just a beautiful, beautiful sounding ride. Not only did it look good, it sounded great. And that cymbal, I believe it was a 20-inch ride. I play a lot of 20-inch rides. I want to say, I'm looking at it right here online. They got so many different names from them. It may have been the Amida Tigris. I don't remember. It may have been the Arzat. Let me take a look at this Arzat. This one's really cool looking right here. It looks just like a raw symbol. Let's take a look. That's not it right there. And we lost the page. And let's load it back up. Technology. They may say it makes it work easy, but I guess you got to know what the hell you're doing out there. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. Amida Symbols. I went and played them, and it was just the best sounding ride cymbal, in my opinion, one of the best sounding ride cymbals I've ever played. Now, I've played a few good ones in my playing. And honestly, none of them come close to this one. I should have bought it. That's one of the things I'm going to, you know, probably kick myself over and over again because I didn't buy it at the time. I should have just bought it there at show price. Maybe I'll find another one. Maybe I'll just contact them and say, hey, I want to buy this ride. I already know what they sound like. Very dry, very woody tone. That's that if you're looking for the Tony Williams style, this is it right here. It is the Dervish ride symbol. It just is. The thing looks like a gong. Just that raw metal on there. Comes in a size 20. Building on the foundation of the popular Stingray series, the Stingray tradition offers a complex tone in a traditionally shaped cymbal with strong stick definition that does not get in the way of the tonal complexities of the cymbal. The Stingray traditional is a great choice for fusion, jazz, and light rock. There you go. It's a nice ride. It's a retail. On their website, $387.67. It's got a red $704 strike through on there. That's a pretty expensive symbol right there. Let's see this other one right here. $279.71. The Dervish ride symbol. Let's see what their description is right here. And do they have one? They should. Still loading. No description. I recommend these guys, Amedia Symbols USA. They got the heart of the Turkish symbols on there. Like I said, boutique symbols. I'm going to give a lot of props to them. They're trying to break the mold. They're trying to get away from what would be considered the standard. Couldn't even tell you what would be considered the standard. But give a shout out to those guys over there. I'll leave the links up in the show notes for Nicky Moon Custom Symbols on his Instagram. Check him out. And then I'll leave the link up for the Amedia Symbols here in the United States. I'll leave that link up there. Check those guys out. Give them a shout out over there. Great symbols, in my opinion. If I was going to go back to a Turkish symbol, that'd probably be the one. I'm just not going to tell you which one, but that'll probably be the one. I got you there. Fooled you right there. See if you're paying attention. See if anybody can get that one right there. Remember, contact me. Email the show at the everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com. Check that out right there. That is your email address. Or hit me up on the Instagram and the Twitter and the DMs. Your Twitter handle, your Instagram handles are @TheRealWillGeronimo. Check those out right now. Final segment here. New segment that I want to bring up today. Going through the music collection. Yes, I still have CDs. I still love the fact that I can pick up a physical media and play it. None of this downloading crap. Now, yes, I do listen to, you know, those people over at Spotify. I do have a subscription to them. But I use it to discover new artists. I still purchase my media. I still purchase my music. I don't download and stream everything. Physical media is where it should live on. New segment I'm bringing onto the show. We're going to talk about the CD or whatever I've been listening to that caught my attention. And I want to bring up the album Kingdom of Desire by Toto. This is one that I've been listening to lately. And probably because I've been doing drum covers on it. Check out my YouTube channel for drum covers over there. Links will be in the show notes. You don't have to like and subscribe. I'm not looking for that. If you want to check it out, that's up to you. But I'm not going to go out there begging for subscribers and likes and dislikes and whatnot. Hell, if you want to dislike it, that's fine with me. But this segment of the show, this last segment of the show, we're going to talk about CDs I've been listening to. And right now, Kingdom of Desire is the one that's on the CD player. Not only because I'm doing drum covers on it, but it is just a great album. It's a hauntingly, it's got moments of darkness and brightness on there. Kingdom of Desire, it's also the last album with founding member Jeff Porcaro behind the drum set. The four members here, you got Jeff Porcaro, David Page, Mike Porcaro, and Steve Lukather. This is when Steve's already taken over singing duties over Joe Williams already. The last album before that was, I want to say, it was the seventh one. Another great album. But tracks 1 through 12, all great songs. Gypsy Train starts it off, and it's one of those kick you in the gut. Gets you rolling. It sets the mood for the songs that follow it. You know, you get into Never Enough, which is the recent drum cover that I did. There are some incredible licks that Jeff's been famous for playing. The single pedal action that he's got going on that kick drum toward the outro of that song. Everything about that song. And then Jake to the Bone, one of my favorite instrumentals on that of Toto, you know, nothing against Dave's Gone Skiing off of Tambu, but Jake to the Bone happens to be one of my favorite instrumentals of all Toto albums. Simply because it's got so much texture. It's got so much color on there. You don't know where you're going. Just the sounds that are coming out. Very progressive. Very locked in. This album, some of my favorite Jeff Beccaro playing is on this album. It's not. I wouldn't say if I'm going to have an album of Jeff Beccaro with Toto, which of has my favorite playing. This one's number two. We'll talk about number one on another date here. Another segment of what's in my CD player. That's what we're going to call this segment. But Kingdom of Desire, such a great album. The sounds, the drums, the way those pearls sound. I believe he's using a free-floating snare drum on this album. And his regular Paiste cymbals right there, his 15-inch hi-hats. 20-inch ride cymbals. I forgot what series. I think the 9000 series that he was using, 8000s. I forgot which ones he was using at that time. I don't think it was any of the signature lines, but I could be wrong. You guys want to check me up on that one. But that's what's in my CD player. Toto's Kingdom of Desire. Great album. The final album of Jeff Beccaro. I recommend you guys check it out. It came out back in 1992. Just before Jeff passed away in August of that year. But such a good musical journey on that one. And almost like it's like a closing of one chapter. It's almost like a memorial. They're paying tribute to their fallen brother. So check that album out if you don't have it. If you want to check it out on your whatever you use to stream or whatnot. But also go out there and support it. Support the artist. That's what we want to get here. We want to stress that out. These guys are working their asses off to try to get everything out to us consumers. And you're going to go out there and stream something and not even buy the song. Support the artist. Support them. That way they could continue to do it for you and for me and for that guy over there. Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. That's what it comes down to. Highly recommend that album. Check it out. That's what's in my CD player as of late. Toto's Kingdom of Desire. It's available if you could find it wherever. Check out your Amazons. You probably check out discogs.com. That's where I source a lot of the CDs that I have. And a lot of the times it's after discovery of them on Spotify. Check that out. That just about does it here. Look, if you're looking to start a podcast on your own, check out anchor.fm. Anchor, you record your podcast, upload it on there, and they will distribute it to Spotify. And any other podcast services that you want to get out. They keep metrics on who's listening to your show. They can even pay you. They'll match you up with sponsors that you want to work with. But check it out. If you're looking to start a podcast like I did, this one right here, the Everyman Drummer Podcast, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Check them out if you want to have a topic, if you want to just talk about anything you want. That's what makes this outlet, media outlet, so different. We all have a voice. And Anchor.fm will help you get out there, get your ideas out there. They'll just about do it for this edition of the Everyman Drummer Podcast with our introduction of a new segment called What's in My CD Player. We're going to end the shows all like that. Take it out. Take a look. Take a look. Take a listen. Support musicians all out there. We'll talk to you soon.